Are you ready to lead with certainty? What if the trends you embrace today could define your success tomorrow? Discover the top project management leadership shifts that could transform your career. Quick question, which one of these will unlock your full potential? Point number one, AI-driven project management. Listen, artificial intelligence or AI tools are transforming workflows by automating repetitive tasks, providing predictive analytics, and offering data-driven recommendations. These tools really do help enable things to move faster and for you to allow you to make informed decision-making. Family, if you have not taken the time to either take the free version of ChatGPT or even the paid, I recommend it, or any of the other tools out there from Google's AI. I enjoy Claude as well as ChatGPT. Those are my two favorite AI tools. Oh, and of course, Merlin. So those are the three tools I really enjoy using. And I really find a true benefit in leveraging that for project management. Now, I don't use it a majority of the time, but I use it enough where if there's certain things I get stuck on and I want to brainstorm, I can brainstorm with AI. Here's my actionable tips. Begin integrating AI tools like Microsoft Project AI, Monday.com, who else? ClickUp, who else? Asana. There are so many AI platforms out there that can help you with your project success. Start small, automating routine tasks like scheduling or project tracking. Here's my other tip. Utilize machine learning algorithms to analyze historical project data for better estimation accuracy. Family, if you're able to leverage that, it's a game changer. Now, I will say this. This is my caveat because I know I'm going to receive some comments about this, which is good because we're starting the conversation. But one thing I know is there are some organizations will not allow you to use AI because, again, when you use AI, that data can be pulled from anywhere. So they want to make sure the data is accurate. And even AI says, hey, ensure that the data is accurate. It may not. But the majority of the time, I've had great experiences with it. So I definitely recommend as a future or current project manager, look at AI-driven type project management. Point number two, focus on continuous learning and upskill. Message, if you're new to the episode, anytime that I say message, this is something you want to pay attention to. This is something you want to make a commitment to. If you're driving, please don't stop. Continue your travels, but please listen closely. The project management landscape is changing extremely fast. It's constantly evolving, which is great. This is one of the reasons why I fell in love with this thing called project management, because of the opportunity. I love change. I love when things grow and I have to relearn and reskill up. And project management is one of those career professions that forces you to continually skill up. Certification and training and emerging methodologies and frameworks are now critical for staying relevant in this thing called project management. Here's my actionable tips. Before I go into my actionable tip, I want to tell you this. One of the things I'm always nervous about, especially my new project managers, where you start going and collecting 10, let's be realistic. You start collecting a lot of certifications, but you're not taking the information you've learned in your journey and applying it to real world. Even if you took what you learned, even if you don't have a project management role right now, apply it to your personal life. Create you a project schedule that you're managing your life. Have meetings, things of this nature, things that are part of that project management framework is going to be important to you, because what you don't want to happen is you get an opportunity and you got the certifications. You took the training, but that training is not being reflected in your job. So when you go and make a commitment, I'm already into my actionable tip. When you make that commitment to learning a skill or obtaining a certification, ensure that you, if you don't have a project management role currently, start applying it to your real life. So your real life, your personal life, because it will allow you to, when you step into that role or they give you that offer, that as the cliche, you'll hit the ground running. So make a commitment to learning one new skill or obtaining a certification. Prioritize areas like AI and project management, or advanced agile mindset and techniques, leveraging Scrum or Kanban, things of that nature. Create a personal learning roadmap aligned with industry standards. Now, this is something I do for myself currently. I actually have one, two, three. I have three whiteboards, but I have one main whiteboard that are, hey, for this quarter, these are the things that I want to focus on. And here's another caveat. When you write those things down, you don't have to tell everybody, because there's going to be certain people that are going to appreciate the journey that you're on. And there's other people that are going to say things that they don't mean ill intention. It's just the fact that they either attempted the journey and gave up, or they're trying to shield you from any type of pain that may come along with the journey. But that's why you must continue to keep going, especially my new project managers or the people that are making that career switch into project management. You want to ensure that when you put your learning roadmap together, you share it with like-minded individuals, okay? Build a professional network for knowledge sharing. This is what we're doing here. This is a professional network. Eventually, we do have the actual main thing coming, but stay tuned for that. Point number three, agile hybrid models. Again, agile hybrid models, basically blending a combination of agile and your traditional project management approaches allows leaders to customize frameworks that address that unique project needs. This hybrid approach definitely has an opportunity to balance innovation as well as predictability. Here's my actionable tips. Evaluate current projects to identify where a hybrid model can enhance efficiency. Develop clear guidelines for when you use a certain methodology or framework or even mindset. Consider training in hybrid methodologies through certifications and workshops. If you decide to take a hybrid approach, you need to scale up that team. You need to offer them training. And this is from experience. Please don't just give them a methodology or a framework, expect that they're going to be able to be aligned. This is what you're there for, to coach, to guide, to mentor, to be that servant leader. Point number four, emphasis on emotional intelligence, or will we say EQ. A high EQ is definitely critical for navigating team dynamics, resolving conflicts, fostering collaborations. Leaders with strong EQ, emotional in quotation, or emotional intelligence, inspires trust and drives team performance. I'll tell you, family, when you are leading projects, there are going to be conflicts. There's going to be interesting team dynamics. And you have to be able, when everyone is yelling and screaming, how can you come in and problem solve? How can you come in and ensure that, yes, conflict is good, but how do you make sure that bad conflict that you can redirect everyone and get everyone on the same page? Here's my actionable tip. Schedule time to develop EQ skills through role-playing exercises, mentorship, courses on empathy, as well as the most important ingredient, active listening. Develop strategies for managing stress and maintaining composure under pressure. I have to tell you, one of the things I do for managing stress is exercise. Another thing is meditation. Now, I will say I'm more current with exercise than I am with meditation, but it's the whole thing. Find out what works for you. It may even be just taking a walk or taking a run or reading a book, whatever that looks like for you that helps you manage stress, because you will have some stress as a project manager, but having the ability to manage it is going to set you apart from a different project manager or make you more of an exceptional project manager. Point number five, remote team leadership mastery. Listen, with work remote becoming a permanent fixture, project leaders must excel at managing virtual teams, leveraging technology, as well as building trust in these type of environments, whether it's hybrid, remote. You want to be able to build trust no matter where anyone is in the world. Here's my actionable tip. Invest in tools like Slack, Zoom, and Asana so you can keep a streamlined communication. Host regular virtual team building activities to foster trusted morale. Listen, the foundation of what we do is really building trust with stakeholders and project team members so they can go and do what they need to do to be successful, and their success is our success. So here's my last and final tip. Develop work guidelines that respect different time zones. Point number six, increase resilience or reliance on data-driven decisions. Again, increase reliance on data-driven decisions. Data analytics is essential for predicting project outcomes, optimizing resource allocation, and tracking performance metrics. Relying solely on intuition is no longer sufficient. I will say it will get you to a point where you say, huh, something is off here. Then once you realize something is not right, then you go and do the work to discover, is your intuition right or wrong? And if it's right, great. Now I got opportunity to go do a deeper dive to understand, look at the data. Why is this particular resource continually always being late? Are they being pulled in different directions? Let me see their workload. Here's my actionable tip. Familiarize yourself with tools like Power BI or Tableau. Now, well, here's my caveat for that. With a lot of times, if you have software, let's say your Smartsheets or your Microsoft, I'll say Microsoft Project and Smartsheets, but more, let's talk about Smartsheets. Smartsheets offers you an amazing dashboard, so does Microsoft Project. So I see a lot of project managers and myself, that's what we have used. Power BI is a great tool. It takes all of that data and you build out a nice report. That is something that is on my actual roadmap to dive in it more. So here's my other actionable tip. Develop dashboards that offer insights into the project timelines, budget, as well as risk management. Point number seven, sustainable and ESG integration and leadership. What is ESG? Yeah. Well, ESG is environmental, social, and governance. These goals are becoming a priority. As a leader, you must align projects with sustainability objectives to drive long-term project impact. Here's my actionable tips. Introduce metrics to measure sustainability performance, such as energy consumption or resource waste. And my next one is partner with stakeholders to ensure alignment with environmental, social, and governance goals. Point number eight. The role of soft skills and leadership success. Message, again, one of the things, family, is that we sometimes forget. Listen, technical expertise remains important before all my technical people out there. However, soft skills are increasingly becoming the primary differentiator of leadership effectiveness, like skills such as communication, negotiation, conflict resolution. Listen, these are all pivotal for managing diverse teams while you're in the process of fostering a high performance team. So here's my actionable tip. Develop advanced negotiation techniques, enhance presentation and public speaking abilities, improve cross-cultural communication skills, and my favorite, master conflict resolution strategies. Point number nine, cybersecurity awareness for project managers. Currently, what I do is I deal with cybersecurity. So more on the governance and certification side, like PCI, HITRUST, those type of certifications, ISO, those type of things. But as cyber threats continue to escalate, safeguarding project data is no longer exclusive to IT. Because a lot of times we're like, oh, just because it's IT, we got to protect the data. No, no. Project managers must understand compliance requirements and ensure data security. Here's my actionable tip. Establish data protection standards for project documentation. Create secure communication guidelines. One of the things I do is when we take notes, or if it's some sensitive data in there, I put it where the only way you can access the information is you have to get approved through me in order to get it. And I also have a backup that supports those approvals as well, because you don't want just anybody looking at that information, especially if it's some private information in there that can impact a customer or a client. Point number 10, adaptability and navigating rapid change. I tell you, as clients' demands continue to shift because of the different market disruption, adaptability is the hallmark of resilient leadership. We all know the story of the Blockbuster and Netflix story of how Netflix went to Blockbuster to basically say, hey, this is what we're building. This is what we're doing. You want to buy us? And they passed. When you look up now, I don't know how many Blockbusters are left, but now you can watch it on demand or basically stream it. And before they cut off being able to get DVDs, more or less, you would be able to keep the DVD as long as you want. Because if you went with Blockbuster, when you were supposed to bring the DVD back and you didn't bring it back on the date that it was due, you got a late charge. And so with Netflix, they were genius with it. It was just, hey, you keep the DVD as long as you want, but you won't get a new one until you send back the old one. Here's my actionable tips. Develop contingency plans for each project. Conduct regular scenario planning exercises to prepare your team for potential disruptions. And there will be disruptions that happen in your journey as you're leading a project. So having these exercises, or even if you learn something that could have had a bigger impact, make sure you document that, because what's going to happen is it's going to allow you to get better in the future. Here's my three transformational remarks, family, and I'll send you on the way. Point number one, focus on continuous learning and upskilling. When you make that commitment to learn one new skill or obtaining a certification, this allows you to really become obsessed with project management, to become a better project manager. And again, you, as I shared with my caveat is there, just don't just learn a skill or watch the video or listen to the episode or get the certification and do nothing with it. Hey, if you're not a project manager, again, I repeat, apply it to your personal life. Point number two, emphasis on emotional intelligence, EQ. Develop strategies for managing stress and maintaining composure under pressure. Like I said, my two things is exercising as well as meditation. Number three, the role of soft skills in leadership success. You have to understand that as a leader, because you're a leader, you're in project management, as a project manager, you're going to have to constantly improve communication skills, as well as mastering conflict resolution strategies. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. The whole purpose of today is that I want you to be aware of the trends, and so you can skill up, so you can get ready. My goal every time I put out an episode is to ensure that anything I've learned in my career or from others, I'm going to give you this value, because one of the things I wish I had is that someone would give me a pragmatic approach to project management, meaning, okay, I got this certification. Now I got the job. What do I do now? So I want to be able to give you those particular episodes, and I have a bunch of them here for you, family. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you made it this far, you're one of my favorites. So thank you for doing that. Leave a comment, say I'm your favorite, so I know you listened through the whole episode. By the way, I go by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means Ed. Until next time.